it started. Time to get it started.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, and this is Christian Hip Hop Now, a Christian Hip Hop blog. It is a blog site, but it's also a podcast dedicated to Christian Hip Hop news. It's dedicated about the current events and maybe a little bit of sports or whatever I want to talk about. But this week, I want to kind of get into some CHH news. A few things I want to talk about. It hasn't been really one collective thing that happened. I want to talk about that. I also want to talk about Erica Campbell and her attempt to break down the gospel to D.L. Hughley. I thought that was very interesting, to say the least. And I want to talk a little bit about Kevin Durant and this notion that, yo, you got to have a move and target in order to be happy. Man, people are finding out the hard way. Like, look here, man, your success, you have to determine your success. Don't let nobody else do it. So we got a very impactful show. I got a brand new song I'm starting off with. This brother go by the name of JP Killed It. He's featuring Cam, and this record is called Sideways. You tune into Christian Hip Hop Now.
JP Killed It. I ain't got no choice, I'ma do it my way. When I said that I would make it, they looked at me sideways. Put my all into the music, so I charge a high rate. And now it's all praise up to God, I'ma do it my way. Yeah, I ain't got no choice, I'ma do it my way. When I said that I would make it, they looked at me sideways. Put my all into the music, so I charge a high rate. And now it's all praise up to God, I'ma do it my way. The man of the fill in the blank. I got the drip like a fish in a tank. I'm pulling in numbers, I need me a rake. And I'm the best rapper that's out of my state. Haters mad, they gon' say things. But I'm going places, they can't change things. It's JP on the rise, bout to get my team some big rings. Ryan Haley wanna be me, grant your wish like I'm a genie. Ay, I ain't tint my windows, cause I know that they gon' see me. Yo, back then I was broke, selling beats, getting that loose change. But I ain't lose my hope, I kept it pushing like I'm Usain. I'ma do it my way. When I said that I would make it, they looked at me sideways. Put my all into the music, so I charge a high rate. And now it's all praise up to God, I'ma do it my way. Yeah, I ain't got no choice, I'ma do it my way. When I said that I would make it, they looked at me sideways. Put my all into the music, so I charge a high rate. And now it's all praise up to God, I'ma do it my way.
Had to take flight, change my outlook. Okay, you see, I got the bunnies, the retights I seen and leave an impact. I'ma be a fool while I got hang time. Do the math till we on the incline, everything drop. I don't need a cosign. Signed a CV on 2019. All praise to God. Tangent, we on here rampant.
Honey, some
yellow tape to keep the fake away. Secure the scene, the banging in my place. Doing my way with Yahweh, Yahweh. Controlling my way, I gotta stay balanced. Run this first rehearsed up in the booth. What I claim I'm capable of.
I ain't got no choice, I'ma do it my way. When I said that I would make it, they looked at me sideways. Put my all into the music, so I charge a high rate. And now it's all praise up to God, I'ma do it my way. Yeah, I ain't got no choice, I'ma do it my way. When I said that I would make it, they looked at me sideways. Put my all into the music, so I charge a high rate. And now it's all praise up to God, I'ma do it.
Yes, JP Killed It featuring Cam, Sideways, Christian Hip Hop Now. And before I get into the news, I like this record right here. And here's why. Two things. One, it's a different record. It didn't sound like it rode the same wave as I feel that Christian Hip Hop likes to lean to sometimes. I believe that our subgenre loves to depend on other people's success in order to dictate what we want to do as artists. People are winning and saying, look here, I'm not a Christian rapper. That's gonna limit me. Limit you to what? You're not selling no tickets. I'd rather associate with something that I know I can get into schools. I know I can get into different venues that, hey, I might be a niche, I might be a box, but yo, I might kill in this box. But why sound like somebody else? Andy Mineo said that, and I didn't get a chance to do a video this week, a CHH video on that, but he said something interesting. Next week, I will pull out the hat and I will talk about it on my YouTube channel. So please follow me at Lucky Murray on YouTube. But I like that Cam, man. Cam is very interesting, and what Culture Villains is doing is very interesting. I like Cam. I think Roller Dice this year was a really dope record. I like this record too. It shows his diversity. Shows that he's multi-talented. So I'm looking forward to hearing a lot from Cam, a lot from Culture Villains, and JP killed it. I think he's the producer on this record. Nice record. So good job, fellas. But I want to get into some Christian hip hop news. Grits and Toby Mac are celebrating Ooh Ah, My Life Be Like. That record came out like Ooh, My Life Be Like. I kind of like that record, right? It actually is going platinum. The record came out, I believe, in 2002. Yes, 2002. It's a 20-year-old track. I heard that somewhere. It was on a video game. I can't remember the video game, but hey, celebrating the fact that you have a gold record. I don't care how long. And I think that Grits also celebrated a milestone a few years back that the record went, the album actually went gold. I think it was, you know, like I said, I think it's that same album that had Ooh-Ah on it. But congratulations to Grits, man. Legendary group. They got a platinum record and also a gold record. Shout out to Goatee Records, man. That are truly winning. Also, Lecrae, Blessings featuring Ty Dolla $ign, was certified platinum as well. I think that's great. You know, I think that some people in our community, man, they kind of get me upset because they try to pinpoint somebody's motive based off public persona, right? If somebody can try to dictate who Lucky Murray is based off hearing me on my audio, hear me when I perform shows, hear me when I'm on the radio, wherever you see me at, if you try to formulate an idea of who Lucky Murray is, you are sadly mistaken. So I feel like working with Lecrae, and every time people say something about Lecrae, it's always negative. And I understand that Christian hip hop existed before Lecrae and will exist after Lecrae, but there's a lot of things that the doors that Lecrae opened up that a lot of people haven't really been able to duplicate. And I realized this, and I was sitting down and I was having this revelation because, you know, I do music as well. I got a mixtape I'm dropping. Hopefully, the mixtape should be done before July. It's gonna be called Scottie Pippen. I'm linking up with my producer Tyler Boone. But the problem I see is that people are not comfortable with playing their roles. This is one thing. This is a theme that I want to talk about when we get into Kevin Durant a little bit later. But a lot of people don't understand their roles, and God places you there strategically in those roles in order to perform at the highest level. You cannot tell me that, oh, well, God called me to do this, or I should be doing this. That's impossible to understand that. And a lot of times, I believe that we never move forward because we're never comfortable with what God has me at. I think I was watching Michael Todd. My wife showed him to me on Instagram. He said, a waiter is somebody who waits on something and they're eagerly ready to serve. So when you think about the whole waiting, it doesn't depend on you. It depends on the person you're waiting on. And I feel like, especially in Christian pop, we need to acknowledge our roles. So that's why you have so many people want to leave and do other things, because they was never comfortable with the role that they was assigned to. So I think with Lecrae, I think with Grits or anybody else, getting a platinum record does not, the platinum record does not justify who you are. But it's just it's a nice accomplishment. And I think that this is something that is going to be good, man. So we're going to get into Erica Campbell and D.L. Hughley next off the break. This is Bridgewater Level. And please don't go nowhere because we got a great show. This is Christian Hip Hop Now. Don't touch that dial.
We going to another level. Yeah. Hop on the TZ Del Camino. Yeah. Black 22s on Black Lorenzo. Yeah. We make them boys move out the way though. Talking about my mom's, yeah.
MJ from the key. Big smoke for the team. Roadblocks in the way. Running through with no screens. We muscle through the opposition. For every time I see the lunch provision, I give him a praise dance with the ribbons. Winning, 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 winning. Grace the light of men forever. Heaven's royal diet. Here might find new life in him. The one who died and rose to life again. Woo! Been through highs and lows. Had my fears exposed. Woo! Still surviving, still I rise. Maya Angelou. Have to learn if I'ma follow him, then I'ma get my all no matter who approves. Opposition is my ammunition. I'ma speak to mountains till they move. This for the overcomers, raise the sense of darkness. Working extra hours, praying early morning, grinding for the come up. Giving all and nothing. This is all and nothing.
Going to another level. Yeah, hop on the TZ Del Camino. Yeah, Black 22s on Black Lorenzo. Yeah, we make them boys move out the way though. Talking about my mom's, yeah.
Yeah, level up. Yeah, level up. You say the greatest views come after the hardest climbs. Level up.
I'm trying to be the father and the man that I have never seen. Feel like someone should have left a manual or a magazine. Struggle with the only enemy that I intend to be. I would go back, but me and destiny got better chemistry. Had to learn whatever you believe become your legacy. So either be a part of that decay or be the remedy. You could doubt the man, but you should never doubt the God in me. I serve a God who asked the what I am like an apostrophe. So trust me, I can see it from the price stand. It costs a lot to live a life with low standards. They scared to take the jump cause they can't stick the landing. We're giving up but not the option, you accept the challenge.
Yeah, hop on the TZ Del Camino. Yeah, Black 22s on Black Lorenzo. Yeah, we make them boys move out the way though. Talking about my mom's, yeah.
Levels, yeah. Level. Yeah, look. The level that I'm going to make my enemies look like insects. Faith growing like interest. This is good soil, you should invest. You can throw them rocks and stones, but they ain't even make an ending. You can throw me in the fire, I just make it better like incense. My intent, intense, level up inches. Got me imprint when I was down. Instantly made it way, invent thought. In this love of here, super humbling. Like when I lose, I still win-win. When my situation looking troubling, I just watch it come through again, yeah. This is God, you know Moses with the rod. You know David and Goliath, you know 300 squad. Make the impossible possible, mathematician with the yards, yo. He deserve an applause, yo. Hit the devil with a pause, yo. Move me up next to Mars, yo. Now I'm dancing with the stars, yo.
With so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics and personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. When you see stories that you want to save and share, tap the plus button and add them to private or public collections. It's that simple, people. Used by millions of people every day, Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. Get started now at flipboard.com. That's FLIPBOARD.com. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get Christian Hip Hop Now off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really, really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. The reason why I personally like Anchor is because, like I said, I have a weekly podcast, Christian Hip Hop Now, and it has allowed me to not only distribute my podcast for free, but it's a great place to host my podcast. And I know that if I don't have the money, because it's free, my podcast will still be on all these wonderful platforms. So if you always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And I want to inform you that we have a new change in the name of the show. No longer called the Lucky Murray Podcast, we changed the name to Christian Hip Hop Now. This is a new platform, not only as a podcast, but a new blog site for Christian Hip Hop. So no longer called the Lucky Murray Podcast, the new show is called Christian Hip Hop Now. This is still a show about Christian Hip Hop, current events, sports, plus interviews with artists. Christian Hip Hop Now is on 8 platforms, including Spotify and Google Podcasts. Again, it's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. Check out Christian Hip Hop Now. Yes, sir.
Time to get it started.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And when we come off the break, I want to kind of break down Erica Campbell and D.L. Hughley. D.L. Hughley, I'm speaking too fast, has been in the news recently. He interviewed Megan Good, and Megan Good said, yo, I don't go to church, and that blew up. And now Erica Campbell was trying to give him the gospel. And I want to talk about that real quick, because I think in our Christian culture, I think we need to applaud people for standing up for what they believe in and sticking up for the worldview of Christianity and having conversations with people that may or may not agree with you. Our job is not to convince them that Jesus is real and he exists. Our job is just to tell you, hey, this is an option. Here it is. And you get either accepted or not accepted. But we're going to come back. We're going to talk about it real quick. I'm going to give you my opinion on it. And we're going to keep it going, man. Xavier Sorrow, Thank God 2, featuring Joey Vontaze and Ruslan. It's Ruslan. I'm joking. Christian Pop Now.
See, I don't think you care to listen. Till I came up with that vision. Haters talk a lot, they be running their mouth. They can quiet down when the music loud, yeah. I'm a hustle, I made my mama proud. Every blessing hit, y'all gotta thank God. They
thank God, thank God.
Oh, yeah. Don't let the license smoke for you. I was out working on it, no, yeah. Put in the OT like a joy, yeah. Ay. The block hard with my knees first, it's all God. Yeah. Took over in 16 and by 17 I took off. Full flight and we getting it, look at God, no sweating it. Labels low key checking in, but I make enough, I ain't dead in now. Yeah. I put the work in his hand, yeah. I started flipping the pan, yeah. Yeah. Was doing show for my fan, yeah. Yeah. I just got booked for Japan, yeah. Hey. There's no take backs, thank God for this playback. Yeah. Playbacks, all true facts, and that recipe to build true stack. I know that it's due to you, yeah. I will stay true to you, yeah. What's on my soul for loot? Yeah. I got the master's pool. I didn't lie. I'm about to make my move. Royal line. I bet they wish they know.
I was a ghost in your madhouse. Only echo my views from a distance. See, I don't think you care to listen. Until I came up with that vision. Haters talk a lot, they be running their mouth. They can quiet down when the music loud, yeah. I'm a hustle, I made my mama proud. Every blessing hit, y'all gotta thank God, thank God, thank God.
Thank God, thank God,
thank God.
They ask me questions, I answer with why.
Why's that?
I do not play games, I cross like AI. Maybe this is not real, it's more like AI. I ain't never lie.
Yeah.
Some of them clinic that hurting me.
Yeah.
Been making bracelets like Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle.
That was the year we killed Naka, man.
Naka.
Before then it was uncertainty.
Yeah.
I almost quit maybe seven times. Seven. But the Lord, he gave me seven lives. I never came to be lukewarm. Rather than people be edified.
Yeah. They got me twisted in backwards. Thinking it's just about rap words. Better than slow down, know your role. And maybe you ask first, all they talk about is practice.
What's that?
I'm thinking, how about you match this? Every day I show up, show up. Push, push, throw up, show up. Thank God I said it. Never fell off and stayed authentic. Never compromised in the middle of the lies to the end of my demise. You know I get it.
So you don't have to make the mistakes that I made. You can learn from mine and go about
it. I was a ghost in your madhouse. Only echo my views from a distance. See, I don't think you care to listen. Until I came up with that.
Hold up, let me talk real quick. Dapped in black, black on black on black.
Black on black.
Yo, why line? Call that Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Sound like Jaja Binks, dissing me so trash.
Flow
just like a time machine, boy, I bring it back. Singing out a rapper, but I'm rapping if you gotta be for me to flow. Any pattern I go, any pattern I go, comma, humma, I'ma go. They see the moves that I'm making, I'm waking up people who sleeping for real. I reckon you reckon better records, I'm racking up checks to the rail. That's who I feel, switch it out like Nintendo. Pay my dues, got red though. Popping off coke and Mentos. Enemies under my 10 toes, you keeping up with the tempo. I don't mess with no fake bros, rappers want my cheat codes. Reflex, but okay though. I thank God like I made it. I hit the crew, we made it. Love or hate, you can debate it. Be hit hard like a headache. Snap like Thanos and Menace. Had to go back and forth tennis. Boy, I just got started. Hold up, let me finish.
I was a ghost in your madhouse. Only echo my views from a distance. See, I don't think you care to listen. Until I came up with that vision. Haters talk a lot, they be running their mouth.
Yes.
They gon' quiet down.
That is Xavier Sorrow featuring Ruslan and Joey Vontez. Thank God, too. Joey Vontez got a record coming out today. So I'm going to check that out. A fan was like, yo, Lucky, why won't you check out that Joey Vontez record? Give us your honest feedback on it. And I am. It's the Legends Never Die record. I'm looking at it right now. And I don't know how many records it has. Hopefully it's not a long album. I want to guess it's between 6 to 10 records. I don't think it's no more than 10 records. But while that pulls up, which is taking forever and a day, I want to talk a little bit about Erica Campbell and D.L. Hughley. We all know that D.L. Hughley is not a Christian, right? He openly mocks Christians, and he openly just does things that, you know, he a lot of people make D.L. Hughley as the voice of Black America because his uncanny ability to just speak his mind. And I think that's a trait that should not be. I don't think that that's a trait that should be viewed as I think it's a great thing in a society that is commonly known for just going with the flow. Excuse me. When you're dealing with people, when you're dealing with situations, our society just known just to keep going and keep continuing to do its thing. So somebody to stop and really speak their mind, it shows a lot about their character. But just because somebody's willing to speak their mind, you also have to take the account of, you have to listen to what that person is saying. Is that person saying something worth? Is that person saying something that's noteworthy? The answer is, depends. Depends on your worldview. Depends on the situation. Depends on your views. Not everything that D.L. Hughley says I agree with. There's some things I do agree with. You know, I try to keep my ears open to this. But Erica Campbell, which Erica Campbell is one half of Mary Mary, a gospel group that has done tremendously well over the years. And Erica Campbell has become a voice in the gospel community. Was breaking down on D.L. Hughley's show what it means to be a Christian. In an article written by Jemiah Harris on blackamericaweb.com, says being a Christian means a number of different things to different people. Just like people do good deeds for a number of reasons, Erica Kimball says she understands why people may feel like church people are judgmental. She says she's not a judgmental Christian, quote unquote, but they do exist. However, you can be a not so great person and call yourself a Christian, just like you don't have to be a Christian to be a good person. There are people who feed the homeless, give back to the community, and have really good hearts that aren't Christians. And the only difference between them and someone like Campbell is that she says yes to Jesus. But if you believe in Jesus, you should find out what he did and try to be like him. So that's a little bit of what Erica Campbell said. And D.L. Hughley's point was that the meanest people he has ever met in his life are Christians, which very well may be so. But we have to realize this, right? There are good people who follow the way. And what's your definition of good? Right? So I'm listening to the C.S. Lewis book, and our way of us thinking dictates a lot about our outlook on life. So if you believe a certain thing is true, there's nothing somebody can say or do that's going to sway you otherwise, right? If you never had an encounter with Jesus Christ, you will never understand what following him means. And really understand that you got to have grace on people, because there are people who are not perfect. And I think the fact that she had to correct him a few times, because he was like, he just wished he made a joke that the cover charge is too high, meaning the tithe. Now, let's keep it straight. Are there pastors out there taking money from their churches? Absolutely. But are there lots of pastors who are not even receiving a salary, who goes and work different jobs or do different things so that their church can thrive? Absolutely. There are much more of them than there are people who are doing wrong by the church. You know, for every prosperity gospel that's being preached, there are hundreds of people who are out here preaching salvation, preaching Jesus Christ, preaching the cross, and preaching the way, the truth, and the life. So we can't dictate our worldview based off examples. And D.L. Hughley's a smart man. He knows that. He knows that doing this, he knows that his audiences, a lot of them are Christians. A lot of them oppose his views, but it's clickbait. And I also think this, right? The Bible says that the word of God seems like gibberish to those who are lost. So I like the conversation, but Erica did her job. Now it's up to the D.L. Hughley to see if he's going to accept Christ or not. I'm curious to see what's going to happen. Link of the Boss, bless you. CHH now.
Know I'm blessed. Got no regrets. Devil no threat. Free from the dead. No need to flex. God on my side. You know I'm blessed. I don't have nothing to prove. Impossible for me to lose. Yeah. I do not have any chains. I left all my sin in the tomb. Yeah.
It's funny how some of my ops now wanna be part of my crew, yeah. They say only some get the dub. I wanna be one of the few. I do it new. I wake up, I hustle, I work. I'm in the booth or I'm in church. Yeah, yeah. There's one place I find in my words when I'm seeking thy kingdom first. Yeah, yeah. They said I had so much to learn, but now they would pay for a verse. Yeah, yeah. Don't think that my hustle will stop. It ends when I'm dead in a hearse. Yeah, yeah. I had to go off. One song, you know why they call me the boss. Strength and dignity wherever I walk. I spit the heat and I serve it with sauce. No regrets, devil no threat, free from the dead. No need to flex, God on my side, you know I'm blessed. Got no regrets, devil no threat, free from the dead. No need to flex, God on my side, you know I'm blessed. I do not have to pretend, won't sell my soul for a fan, yeah, don't need approval of man, on the solid rock I stand, yeah, God he got me in his hands, I'm just trusting in his plan, yeah, I set it off with a bang, suddenly they wanna hang, what? I make goals and get up and grind, they wanna know if I'm signed, yeah, yeah, I came to get all that's mine, flex on the devil and shine, yeah, yeah. Things of heaven on my mind, unafraid of aiming high. Said I couldn't rhyme, now they surprised. I'm in my prime, stop me, they try. To everybody who doubted me, I'm so glad I didn't stop. I've been cooking up some fire, I'm Minio, coming in hot. Got no regrets, devil no threat, free from the dead. No need to flex, God on my side, you know I'm blessed. Got no regrets, devil no threat, free from the dead. No need to flex, God on my side, you know I'm blessed.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And you probably heard me on the Morning Vibes. You probably been following my YouTube channel, or you have been a loyal listener to my podcast, Christian Hip Hop Now. Well, I also can help you with your marketing needs. Need your music reviewed? Do you need one-on-one consultation? Do you need help with getting exposure for your music? I have a platform which I can use to get more listeners and viewers to your brand. If you are interested, please email me at luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. That's luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. Email me and let's talk about how we can partner together so you can have exposure to your brand. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And if you love hearing me every Friday on Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love my morning show, The Morning Vibes, with Miguel on RadioUNT.net. The Morning Vibes is a different morning show. We talk Christian hip hop, we talk current events, we talk interviews from artists and also different people from all walks of life. We are live online on the Roku app and Apple TV. Just type in Radio UNT. Also, we are on the TuneIn app as well. So if you love Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love The Morning Vibes every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. only on RadioUNT.net.
Time to get it started. Right now.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, man. And when we come back, man, we're going to talk about Kevin Durant. I want to kind of talk about Kevin Durant here because I think it's interesting. But I got a list real quick that Rapzilla put out. It said 15 Christian rap artists who sing as well as they rap. So they got 15 Mogul the Iceberg, 14 Jared Sanders, 13 NF, 12 What About G, 11 Third Saga, 10 Byron Jawan, 9 Aaron Cole, 8 Aaron Sings, 7 Angie Rose, 6 Joey Vontez, 5 Andy Mineo, 4 AI The Anomaly, 3 7, 2 Sean C. Johnson, and 1 Chris. Christian Grey. So I'm going to go to the list real quick. Don't have a whole lot of time before we come back. So if we look at the list real quick, man, Mo the Iceberg does have a nice singing voice. I give him a pass. Jared Sanders, have not heard him sing. I need to listen to that Long Way to Go by Jared Sanders. I need to listen to that. 14 NF, I think NF is very monotone with his records. What up RG singing? He sung lovely. I don't know about that. The Saga, never heard The Saga sing. Brian Jawan, I do like Brian Jawan's singing voice. Aaron Cole, I think he sings better than he can rap. Aaron Sings, never heard of Aaron Sings, so I had to look this up. Angie Rose, I heard a few records from Angie Rose. Joey Vontaze, yes, I think Joey Vontaze I think he kind of does both kind of well. I mean, he does both the kind of same. Andy Mineo, I can play the background. I think Andy Mineo, you know, can cut it, can cut the rug. AI the Anomaly, haven't heard of him. Seven doesn't have a whole lot of range, but he can sing. Sean C. Johnson, he's a better singer than he is a rapper, point blank. And Christian Grey is a better singer than he is a rapper. I think that if it was one to two, I'd rather have Christian Grey and Sean C. Johnson sing than rap. But we're going to come into this, man. We are going to talk about Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors. And the lessons that we can learn from this man. But I got Jalen Ashan. And we got little things. And then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about this. So please don't go anywhere. This is Christian Hip Hop Now. Ah, man, I love this. Don't you love this? We should love this together, man. Don't go nowhere.
Besties, sweeter than some Nestle. Think that we was meant to be.
Don't hesitate.
No need for filters. All we need is real love. All we need is near us. Little mama, just slide. Hit the passenger side. We can coast through the night. Stars, they tell you how beautiful you are. Hope when you look at your scars, they tell you that you're a work of art. Don't forget the little things, yeah. 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 Can you picture me and you seaside? Tryna move a little shawty to the east side. Tryna make a baby mama out of bride. Told her that she all I need in my life. I'ma tell you that you're beautiful my often. So every time you see your mirror, you see your shine, you see your glow, you see your mind. This world is cold, I know, I know. But mama told us it'll be okay. Papa told me keep the faith. Grandma told me get the paper. Stat that you like Frito-Lay. I'm just tryna lead the way. I'm just tryna lead the way. Baby, you should see your face. What's gorgeous thing I seen today? Oh, when you look at the stars, they tell you how beautiful you are. Oh, when you look at your scars, they tell you that you're a work of art. Don't forget the little things, yeah. 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 Yeah, don't forget the little things, yeah. Tell ya,
Ashawn. Little Things, Christian Hip Hop Now, Lucky Murray, and here's the thing, guys. I want to talk. It's fascinating about basketball, and as you know, I am a sports fan. I like good competition fun. I'm kind of over being like the super fan. The super fan that gets so upset when a team loses. And I just get like, oh man, I don't want to talk to nobody. You know, I'm all hurt. I'm in my feelings. I don't want to watch TV. I don't want to do anything, right? Right? I had to get over that. And, you know, I still love my Carolina Panthers. Still love the South Carolina Gamecocks. I'm sort of a Charlotte Hornets fan. That's the team I kind of root for. But we've been terrible for years. But I love greatness and I love what the Warriors are doing. Even though I am very biased because I was a Chicago Bulls fan for years, I was a Michael Jordan fan. I think I was a Michael Jordan fan and I love greatness. That was the team that everybody liked. So I kind of gravitated towards that particular team, right? But we have the Golden State Warriors. In my opinion, humble opinion, is the best team that I've seen in this generation so far. There may be a team that will outdo the Warriors, but right now they're the team of the decade. They're the Lakers in the 2000s. They was the Bulls of the 90s and the Celtics and Lakers of the 80s. They're the team of the decade. So in 2020 there'll be another team, but this decade was ruled by the Golden State Warriors. Back to what I was saying. You have Kevin Durant, who joined. He was up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals the year that Golden State ultimately lost to Cleveland in 2016. He had them on the ropes. But yet, they found a way to come back from that series, and they end up losing a 3-1 lead to Cleveland. So, in the offseason, instead of going back and reeing up with Oklahoma City, Kevin Durant was chasing what he thought was happiness. Everybody says, yo, you need to have these rings. To be the best player ever, you need to have rings. So Kevin Durant was like, shoot, I'm trying to do me. Let me go do these rings. He won two so far, two finals MVP, one of the best top five players, arguably the top player in the league right now, arguably. But yet, he's hurt right now. The Warriors has a chance to win their fourth championship in 5 years. And this will be Kevin Durant's third title in a row. But yet he may not play in the finals. And not only the fact that he may not play in the finals, is the fact that they may do it without him. So the Warriors may be a better team than him. With him, without him, than with him. Now, again, everybody, no question that they are a better team with him. They're just different without him. But they're still a really, really awesome, good team. So my thing is, when we base our success on what other people may think of us, we are always hurt at the end of the day. This man is a two-time final MVP. He's about to win his third NBA title in 3 years. He's going anywhere he goes, he's going to get paid. But you're arguing with fans about on Twitter about what they say about you. Now, mind you, this man is making millions of dollars. I wouldn't even run my social media. I'd pay somebody to do that. Because why dictate the way I feel off of other people's opinion? But that's why I tell a lot of people, man, the spotlight is not for everybody. Being known has a responsibility. Peter Parker, granddad, said, I think his name was Ray, but please don't quote me on that. But Ray said, or Peter Parker's granddad said, Peter, with great power comes great responsibility. Peter was like, what? What you say, granddaddy? I'm going to break it down in layman's terms. Analogy. Dude. Get over yourself, man. Like, if I was in his shoes, I'm winning ships. I'm in a nice situation. Why leave that situation? And Colin Cowherd said it. You can't. Work environment is key. And once you take away that work environment, you go somewhere else. It's a lot harder than what you think. Kyrie Irving. That's why Kyrie Irving is thinking about going back with LeBron at the Lakers. Because he dealt with it in Boston and he didn't have the sauce. I don't think Kevin Durant has the sauce to really lead a team. I don't know what type of leader he is, but only time will tell, man. But yo, man, be on the lookout, man. This is going to be an interesting story. So when I come back, I'm going to give you my lucky charm of the week. 53 weeks down, we on the road to 104. King Alico, CJ's now.
Coming straight out the woods like I'm an official. Hey, hey, hey. They try to throw dirt on my name, but I'm too official. Yeah, hey, straight out the nine, you know I'm a shine, I'm still in my city. Hey, yeah, shout out the remainders, we might just be nameless, but bubbling again. Yeah, finessing and flexing the blessings, you know how we do it. But not to boast to myself, I just be showing what he doing. I just say thank you sometimes, only know what he doing. Whole team ain't good, everybody chewing.
I rarely react to my problems, I rock, I let get it. I'm loved by the father, Akuna Matata, I know that he weak. Haters, they stay at my neck, just like a hit. But like living since 1997, it ain't no big.
I remember trying to make a band, but not like this. I'm talking racks, no Serena, or Venus, no tennis. I really came out the hard way, I was pitching them pennies. Fell out, but I got right back in position. High haters, hell, oh, did you miss me?
Count your blessings, stay progressing. Never let that paper stress you. Together when you under pressure. God first said that he's special. And you gotta believe me, I seen it, I know what he did. And no, you cannot unconvince me, I know what it is. And how many times I gotta remind you of this kid? And he won't never let him top me, lost the lead. And I'm good, just like that. From the trap to the church to the hood, and right back, Understood, just like that. They want real, I got real. Big old facts, big old facts,
Yeah.
I'ma keep it real, I'ma go there. Fame into your city, I'ma go there. When it's about the kingdom, I say, oh yeah. I say, oh yeah.
That's already going crazy.
Wow. Sean New right here, man. Let's get it. Yeah, yo. I done seen friends take a man's wife. Had to leave them, they was chasing after ice. I done seen friends lose it over dice. I done seen friends take another life. Diamond chain, it can never heal your pain. Clean the strip, it can never wipe the stain. Up in my brain, I just think about his name. Yeah. I counted lost everything I did attain. Yeah. Yo, I done lost friends chasing after Christ.
A lot of things can change when you get serious about God. The truth is, you can't love this world or love God. So I gotta break up with your world. Maybe we'll get back together one day.
I'm the one to sing, yeah. I'm way out your league, yeah. A friend of the world, God should never be, yeah. You know what they say, you know what they say. Every bad thing must come to an end. Breaking up with the world, cause you not my friend. I'm the one to sing, yeah. I'm way out your league, yeah. A friend of the world, God should never be, yeah. Got nowhere to go, I guess I'm going home.
I pray for a new fellowship to come about. Every day, just no friends, an empty house. Phone dry, yeah, nobody wanna hit me up. But I remember vividly, they poured my liquor in my cup. Yeah, get on my level. In the club feeling good when we rolling with devils, but I'm rolling with the Lord, John lines in the sand. And I be preaching all this word, show they mad at me, man. Yo, I don't wanna be your friend, I don't wanna be your friend. Got me caught up in this shit, got me battling with this. What I'm gonna do with this? I am fresh up out the pen. Yeah, I had to make a switch, but I am just a little kid, yeah. So many years of a life that was void of Jesus Christ got me wanting what I want, like 20 years of a mindset riddled by the fall. I am going through withdrawals, oh well. I'm new on the scene, yeah. I'm way out your league, yeah. A friend of the world, no, I should never be, yeah. You know what they say, you know what they say. Every bad thing must come to an end. Breaking up with the world, cause you not my friend. I'm new on the scene, yeah. I'm way out your league, yeah. A friend of the world, I should never be, yeah. Got nowhere to go, I guess I'm going home.
Going home, going home, going home.
Maserati go crazy.
Yes, that was Walsh Meese, The Breakup. CHH. Now this is my lucky charm of the weekend. It's a story about creative thinking. It's called Thinking Outside the Box. In a small town hundreds of years ago, a small business owner owned large sums of money to a loan shark. The loan shark was very old, unattractive looking guy that just so happened to fancy the business owner's daughter. He decided to offer the businessman a deal that would completely wipe out the debt he owed him. However, the catch was that we would only wipe out the debt if he could marry the businessman's daughter. Needless to say, the proposal was met with a look of disgust. The loan shark said that he would place two pebbles into a bag, one white and one black. The daughter would then have to reach into the bag and pick out a pebble. If the pebble was black, the debt would be white, but the loan shark would then marry her. If it was white, the debt would also be wiped, but the daughter would have to marry the loan shark. Standing on the pebble-strewn path, in the businessman garden, the loan shark bent over and picked up two pebbles. Well, as he was picking them up, the daughters noticed that he picked up two black pebbles and placed them in a bag. He then asked the daughter to reach into the bag and pick one. The daughter naturally had three choices as what she could have done. One, refused to pick up the pebbles from the bag. Two, take both pebbles out the bag and expose the loan shark for cheating. Three, pick the pebble from the bag fully well, knowing it was black, and sacrifice herself for her father's freedom. She drew out a pebble from the bag and, before looking at it, accidentally, quote unquote, dropped it into the midst of the other pebbles. She said to the loan shark, "Oh, how clumsy of me. Never mind if you look into the bag for the one that is left. You will be able to tell which pebble I picked." The pebble left in the bag is obviously black, and seeing as the loan shark didn't want to be exposed, he had to play along as if the pebble the daughter dropped was white and cleared the father's debt. The moral of the story, it's always possible to overcome a tough situation though thinking outside the box and not giving it to the only option you think you have to pick from. That's a good story. J. Paul sings, Let Me, CHH now.
I wish that I could find the right words to speak, cause lately we've been finding that we can't agree. You say I'm stubborn, I storm how we suffer. How do we recover? Girl, you're my true lover. Been trying to get it right for about a week. The situation's pulling at my inner peace. I can't sleep so hard, I can't leave ya. It's making me weak just to think of you grieving. Now I gotta get right with love, get right with us. This stress is too much, baby girl, I need your touch. I would not be the same without you. Tell me, what can I do? Trying to get right with you.
Cause we've been here a few times, throwing shade and crossing all the lines.
picture ain't the same. Girl, if you ain't in the frame, the sun just don't exist without your smile. So let me make it up to you.
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 That I could take it back to last week, when I said a couple things that I ain't even mean. I lost control, yeah.
Yeah,
you know how it goes when we go blow for blow. Then we go toe to toe when we trying to heal the wounds from cutting too deep.
Ooh, yeah.
Cause the dagger did damage to you and me, baby. Got me trying to take cover, but I'm feeling this hunger for your touch and no other. I'm just trying to get under you. Now I gotta get right with love, get right with us. This stress is too much, baby girl, I need your touch. I would not be the same without you. Tell me, what can I do? Trying to get right with you.
Cause we've been here a few times, throwing shade and crossing all the lines. The picture ain't the same, girl, if you ain't in the frame. The sun just don't exist without your smile. So let me make it up to you.
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 Let me make it up to you, girl.
Entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, and I want to thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. I want to thank you for making this a successful show for Christian Hip Hop and helping us bring the name of Christ using the platform of hip hop to reach and save the lost. If you made it this far, please feel free to donate to the show to help us continue to spread the message of Christ through hip hop, and also to help us gain exposure for more artists in CHH. Go to chhnow.com and click on donate to get involved with helping growing this ministry. Again, this is the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. See you next time.